New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 Mannies that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Feeling this.
Is this thing working?
Testing. What's going on, little coffee beans?
It's coffee talk, baby, with Zane and he.
Oh my, I cannot believe this day is finally here.
I know.
This is something we've been talking about for literally the past like 4 months.
A long time.
It's crazy how much time has been put into just this becoming a thing. And we know you guys have been waiting for this for a long time, and we're sorry that it took us a little bit longer than we thought.
But, baby, we're
here, and this is coming at you once a week.
Every Monday morning. Baby, when you wake up out of your bed, you know, you grab yourself a little cup of coffee, turn on the news, which is Zane Heath Unfiltered.
Baby, that's all you need to hear about.
And we're going to give you all the news you need, baby.
Whether you're, you know, on your morning commute to work or school, you up in the gym on that treadmill, baby. Just throw Zane and Heath in your earbuds.
Oh, my God. You're going to feel so good just listening to us and watching us.
I'm sweating right now.
I feel like I'm on set. Like, I feel like I'm working.
I know.
But this is fun. This is our podcast.
This is so cool. Guys, this is so cool because this is the most we've put into anything we've done together.
I'm like, look at this. Look at this sign.
Hold on. We got to show the couch real quick. We got to show the – you guys – you
right,
have
so
to see this couch.
I know you guys can see whoever's watching, but whoever's listening, oh, my God. We got this ugly-ass brown couch.
We're like, we need something nice. We got a podcast coming. We have to make this set look good.
We thought we wanted, like, this modern feel, you know, this high-end, like, look.
Baby, that ain't us. We walked by this couch that we're sitting on right now, and we're like, that is one ugly-looking couch.
We sat in it. We were laughing the whole time. We're like, damn, this is the ugliest couch. Who would buy this couch?
And we're like, you know what? We would buy this couch. This couch is so us. Look at it. It feels so Florida. It feels
like this is what those hicks in Florida.
Yeah.
Like our families like buy couches like
hey,
this.
Hey y'all, come over. We're watching the game. Just drop the top. Zane, look.
Wait,
we gotta drop the top on him.
I don't wanna drop my coffee. Wait. Okay, I'm gonna put that right there.
Hey y'all, look at this. We got the convertible. We got the dual lights up on top if you want to read.
1 second. You need to plug something in. Boop.
Baby.
Look at that. Oh my God.
Charge up.
And if we have a guest, which probably
we'll
never
have. Oh shit. Zane, hurry up. Somebody's coming.
Oh.
Boom. This couch is absolutely ridiculous. It folds, flips, contorts.
Oh my God.
Baby,
oh,
we got a transformer on our hands.
You know what else it does? And we're feeling a little tired after a long, long, stressful day of doing nothing. Where is it?
We are laying down.
Oh, this is a race.
Podcasting, baby. Baby, it's slow, but it gets to the full position.
This feels good. We should have got the ones that have like those little massage things.
Oh.
Where you just go. You just hear that the whole time.
We're podcasting in style, baby. Oh, my gosh. This feels right.
And behind us, we have this beautiful neon sign.
That Zane surprised me with.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the sign.
It looks so good.
Oh,
like, dude, when the guy was making it, I was like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I just didn't, like, because me and you were supposed to do this together, like later down the road, you know, after we're all set up.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? We need to have it for our very first podcast. Like, it has to be there.
Oh, yeah. Guys, this set that we have set up, we've got tripods, we got lights and cameras. This is the real deal we got going on here.
We really put our heart and soul into
y'all, this. Y'all wanted a podcast, baby? We came through with a podcast.
Exactly. You want to put this? You want to put this thing back on? I'm feeling a little empty over here.
Yeah, drop the top, baby.
Ow! Oh, my God. That will never get old.
I love it.
So, what to expect from this podcast?
Baby.
A lot of dilly-dang bullshit. That's what you're going to get on this podcast.
You got two guys right here who know nothing about nothing, but we got a hell of a lot of opinions.
We should call Zane and Heath uneducated. That's what it should be called.
True. But yeah, so we're just going to be talking a lot about what goes on in our daily lives. Obviously, we film a lot of our life, but there is quite a few things that we can't put into our videos for YouTube purposes.
Yeah, for obvious reasons, you know, we can't be too raunchy on there. But that's why we want to do this podcast. We want to be
completely honest and open with you guys as possible. And we felt limited, which is why we started this, so we can, you know, bring back coffee talk like it used to be when we didn't give a fuck.
back when we first started posting YouTube videos. Again, Heath and I right now, we are YouTubers. We post every week, or we try to at least. But back then,
when
we first started posting YouTube videos. This was back then where we did not give a shit what we posted.
Oh, we were posting
drunk videos.
We were wasted in every video. It's so bad.
It was so, what are you talking about? It was so good.
Baby, it was hilarious.
It was
like,
the funniest shit we've ever posted. Back at like our first like 100 videos, oh my God. Those were the best videos we've ever posted.
Oh my God, just getting drunk, going to DuPars.
Exactly, but here, back to coffee talk. So we would do this segment on my channel where Heath and I would just hop in his truck, his big red truck.
Rest in peace. I used to have a Ford Lightning. That was my baby. It got stolen because of Zane. I don't want to point fingers. Anyway.
But that's a whole other podcast. But back to what we were talking about. We used to do this thing called coffee talk where we just get in the car, get in the truck, go to a gas station, pick up some. Well, it wasn't coffee. It was
crazy. It started off as like Celsius talk.
Like energy drinks.
We never said anything about it. It was just kind of like us hanging out.
It was
different energy drinks.
Yeah,
and
we would drink energy drinks and bring a lot of energy into our car.
Celsius out because they didn't like give us a like.
So entitled.
Who the fuck were we? Ew, we were those YouTubers. Gross.
So we would drink Celsius in every video, and it got to the point where people started buying Celsius like a lot.
You guys would tweet us pictures, literally hundreds a day,
pages of people just buying Celsius because they saw us drinking.
Crazy.
And so, you know, we thought we were hot shots. We reached out to Celsius. We were like, hey, a lot of people are buying Celsius because of us. Can we get some?
Good. That's it. They didn't give a fuck. They were like, okay.
Hey, what you want?
You remember when they sent us the goodie bag? They sent us like 50. We're like, oh, okay. It was great. Like
50 was nice.
No, that was nice. We had the truck filled up in the back.
Oh my God. Remember when I surprised you? Or no, you surprised me with a Celsius. Who surprised who with a Celsius?
Somebody got surprised. I don't know who it was.
I don't remember who it was.
But I think us not getting an actual sponsorship from any energy drink is what started coffee talk.
And it became a big joke where we're like, you know what? We're going to put labels on all of our drinks so no one's getting any sponsorship. Uh-huh. We covered everything. Every time we drank something, we would just cover it up.
It was
obviously not serious. It was a joke. Mm-hmm. But it just became like this joke, and it was just really funny. But we started drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
We had everybody on Dunkin's coffee. Mm-mm.
So people would start posting a shit ton on Twitter of them drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee. So we attempted to reach out, and again, they didn't. This was three years later
they wanted to come around.
But this was like way after like coffee talk wasn't really a thing anymore. And we stopped doing it, honestly, because we felt like we couldn't really talk about anything anymore.
Yeah.
We talked about really everything we wanted to talk about and everything that was current. We just really couldn't talk about it on YouTube. It was like we felt restricted. But now we can talk about.
We giving y'all what you wanted, baby. It is back and it's here to stay.
Unfiltered. Oh, that's what you going.
It feels so good.
Raw.
Baby.
Uncut. Unseen.
Ooh, it's like a movie trailer. Baby, it's unfiltered because just like coffee, you know, you put it in a filter. That's how you drink your coffee, baby. This is unfiltered. You get the coffee grinds. You get all that nasty shit you don't really want, but you get it. And you yeah, this is that podcast.
That's funny. That's funny. That was a great intro.
Yeah.
That felt so much better than what we had from before. Mm-hmm. Guys, this is our second time filming.
Oh my God.
But wow,
we're embarrassed.
We were so nervous. Like we
I'm still nervous.
We were like, you gonna start?
My name's Heath.
So Heath was like, you know what? Let's try this again. We did it again. Now we feel a lot better.
It feels so much better.
Yeah.
Bear with us. This is gonna take a couple episodes for like us to get in the pocket.
What are you talking about? This is gonna be the best goddamn episode you ever gonna see. What are you talking about? Oh, you see, I'm not even. Mariah was telling me this too. Every time I talk, the microphone is over here. So you can't
baby,
hear what I'm saying.
Between your shaky camera and this mic. He all over the place with it.
This podcast is not going to last long. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, and you know what, guys? We see the tweets. Y'all what making tweet? Bets on how long this podcast is going to last.
Hey, come on. Give us a break.
Count us in for at least a month. Give us four episodes.
Especially like after all this setup, like I hope we're in at least for a month doing
this. I say we got at least four seasons under our belt. You know how many episodes are in a season?
One.
That's it. But we need your help, okay? We need to get them reviews on the iTunes pages.
Oh, yeah. Let us know if you're enjoying this.
Make sure to review the podcast. Let us know you love it.
We're here for you, baby. You make sure to subscribe to every platform that this podcast is on so you never miss a single episode because you're not going to want to.
And we talked about this in our trailer, but we just want to say it again because it can be a little bit confusing. So our podcast is coming out every single Monday in the morning. And then the video that we record during it is going to be posted the following day on YouTube at youtube.com/Zane and Heath. And you could watch the full podcast there as well.
I never thought we'd ever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't
speak. Don't speak too soon.
This is the most insecure thing that like I have to deal with on this podcast.
Zane's biggest fear is talking.
It's not talking. It's just like. Words process in my head, and then they come out of my mouth different.
Well, yeah, what happens with you is your mind is so far ahead of your mouth that you're thinking about your next, like, three sentences before you finish saying your first one.
That's so bad. That's so embarrassing. How do I fix that? Like, the speech class? The speech class. Y'all hear this? Okay, I'm going to give somebody else a mic. This is bad. This will take some time, though. This is actually my speech class, I feel like. This will help me speak
better.
What
this feels like? This feels like, okay, guys, you know when you're in class and the teacher calls you to do your presentation and you have nothing prepared, but you get up there and you're just winging it and you're like, oh, my God, I sound like an idiot. That's what this feels like right now.
That's funny. And that was my worst fear, too, is getting up and presenting.
Oh, my God, it's the worst.
It's the worst.
It is the worst.
Because you want to try to pretend you know what you're talking about. But you don't.
All I can think about is the gorilla team. That's all I can think about.
Oh, my God.
We had this one girl. Sorry, we're going to get off topic a little bit. We had this one girl in our class. It was criminal justice. And she was doing a presentation, and she had no idea what she was talking about. But it was about different types of
execution methods.
Yeah.
And I know exactly how she said it.
I see it the beginning so vividly part. In my head.
So the different methods of execution is one, the let's say it at the same time.
Okay, so the first method of execution is
the grillotine.
And she had never seen this word before. She was like on her computer right before. She said, okay, there's the grillotine. It was, dude.
Baby, where's the R?
I lost it.
It was so silent in this class. And Heath and I were in the back.
Howling.
Howling. We were laughing so hard. And we couldn't contain ourselves. We couldn't hold in our laughs.
The gorilla team.
And the teacher just looks at us. And he knew what we were laughing
at. I felt so bad. I didn't want to be rude, but like I could. And it's, you know when you're under pressure like to not laugh? And it makes you want to laugh even more.
And it was in college too. Like this is the worst. Like you can't do that in college. In high school, it makes sense. That, like, you know, whatever. But in college, you're supposed to be like a mature student.
Be professional.
Like, yeah, be like you're with adults. Like in college, obviously our students are go from ages 18 to what, 55. So there's like adults in this class that are like listening to this, and we're just busting out laughing in the back. It was so bad.
Oh man,
so bad.
The grillotine.
But let's talk a little bit about ourselves and how we met.
Yeah.
Huh?
So basically, Zane and I met in high school.
South Plantation High School.
The Paladins.
Home of the.
If y'all don't know what a paladin is, we don't either.
That word was invented, I think.
Heard of it until like our high school.
It's a knight. It's just like a knight, right?
South
it looked like
Knights.
A knight.
It like
that would have sounded much better. South Plantation Knights. Yeah,
they wanted the alliteration, the Plantation Paladins. So we met in high school. To be honest, I didn't like Zane,
and you know I didn't like Heath either. But he definitely hated me more than I hated him. He was the popular kid, and I was the loser in our school.
I wouldn't say you were the loser of the school, but you were the loser of quite a few of the classes. No, that sounds so awful. No, Zane was cool. He was really funny.
I wasn't. What do you mean?
I thought you were funny because you were like super dark. You were like your little scene emo kid. Like you just like sat there with your skinny jeans and your flip flops.
Oh my God.
But you had like
worst.
Really quick, like little like snarky, witty comments like in the back of the room. And I remember okay, you're kind of funny.
Huh.
And I remember there was one time where you said something like you beat me to a joke. And I remember getting like really like, fuck.
Do you remember the joke?
He's a class clown.
Because that was probably the only time I've ever made a joke.
I don't
in
remember
class.
What it was, but it was something. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, he's cool.
The thing is that you were the class clown in the class because you would always make the jokes and make it loud.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude, you were so bad to our teachers. Awful. You wouldn't bully me physically, but you would bully me mentally. You would look at me, like, do a smirk and then, like, whisper to somebody else. Like, that is the worst type of bully. It's like, you would talk. You would
like
basically
bullying,
make fun
but
of me.
Not to your face.
Exactly.
Oh my exactly. God! Like secondhand bully.
Like I want you to hit me in the face, motherfucker! Hit me.
Oh,
in
you
the
got
face.
Something to
Show
say?
Me.
Say it to
say
me.
It to my face. But like the worst is that. But you wouldn't do it a lot, like, cause you didn't give me the time of day, obviously. But when you did give me the time of day, you would give me a little smirk and like whisper to your friends
well,
about
it's,
me.
It's so weird. Like I remember like not liking you, but then I remember sitting next to you in class and we were like drawing together.
So. Okay, so I'm always confused with that time of high school because we were sitting next to each other a lot throughout high school, but
I think it was because our names are both H's. Yeah.
That's exactly why.
So we just got stuck next to each other. So it was like, I hate this kid, but like he's my only like person I could talk to.
His last name's Hussar, my last name's Hijazi. So like there was really nobody ever that was in between those letters.
I remember after high school ended, we still like weren't close. We weren't friends or anything, but we ran into each other at a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a group of friends, I had a group of friends, and we kind of just mixed the group up. I walked up, and I was like, hey, what's going on? Because, like, obviously, I recognized him.
It's not like we recognized each other. We were pretty cool with each other. Like, it wasn't like...
It was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, because we didn't see each other for probably, like, months before that meeting. And you went outside. You're like, hey, you wanna smoke a cigarette outside? I was like,
oh, my
sure.
God, it was so crazy.
Oh, yeah, this is back when we, like, smoked cigarettes. And so we thought
we were
so cool.
Oh, my God.
We'd go to Sawgrass Mills Mall every Friday night and Saturday and just smoke cigarettes the whole time.
Ew.
Who the hell did we think we are? Who the hell did we think we were? Sorry.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
And it was the thing to be. You're either like a redneck in Florida or you're a scene or like emo or whatever. It was like three different types of alternative into one body, into one. But it was really interesting. And that whole era is a whole nother podcast. But like it's so crazy thinking about how we used to dress and how we used to act.
But we went outside for the cigarette, and this is where we became really good friends.
Yeah.
We kind of hit it off. We were starting to, like, joke with each other, and I was like, you know what? What are you doing this weekend? And you're like, oh, I don't know. I was like, you want to go fishing? Zane knew damn well he didn't fish. I think he just wanted another friend.
Oh, no. I really did want another friend. I was like, because when, like, the
oh,
moment.
Oh, I love fishing. I love, yes, salmon.
When a dude asks you to come fishing, that's like you.
That's ultimate. That's ultimate, bro.
He's going to start asking you to hang out a lot more.
Yeah.
It's like, because if it's just me and you going fishing, then like that's. Like, I know we're going to be, like, really good friends after that.
Yeah.
After that fishing trip.
But that fishing trip turned into a lifelong friendship.
Exactly. So what did we do? We met up. We went fishing. We got some platinum beers.
Of course we did.
Bud Light platinum
Bud
beers.
Bud Light fratnums. It was probably 2 months we hung out, and then then we made our first Vine. All right, guys. Well, we got to take a quick quick little ad read right here.
Oh, ad reads. This is going to be fun. Oh, my God. Me doing an ad read.
All right. So for our first ad read, this video is sponsored by
nobody.
Our motherfucking selves, baby. If you guys haven't heard Zane and Heath's podcast, please make sure to check it out. It's absolutely hilarious. It's called Unfiltered. They talk about the...
It's almost like they don't know what they're watching. They're watching, Heath. They know exactly what this podcast is.
Yeah, baby. So that's it for our ad read today.
Sorry, Matt has his giant timer in front of us. It's brighter than these lights right now. So I
Matt, you got something to say, baby. Say it. All right, guys. That's it for our ad read.
No one's going to give us any ad reads.
If you guys want to get that slot...
Our slots are going to cost $10.
Oh, my God. If your company wants to buy that spot, go ahead, baby.
Matt's over here like, hey, guys, we need the juice. We need the funny. I thought we were giving the juice and the funny. Matt's like, timer. I'm like, bitch, let me do my thing. I feel tamed. You can't tame me.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, sweating right now. And this is my podcast.
This shit is too funny.
Matt was just like, y'all need a minute. He's like, y'all ain't entertaining enough. I looked at Heath. I'm like, this might not be our thing. I looked at Heath. I'm like, is this what
we're
this is going to be?
We're talking about four episodes. We can't even get through the first one.
This is so hard.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to go back to YouTube. Guys, thank you so much for listening to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
That was, oh,
I'm going to return this neon light sign.
You think we could sell all the shit that we just bought?
We can't sell the couch because we got it on the floor.
And we bought it used because that just shows the confidence we had that we bought a used couch.
That light sign was too goddamn much, and I can't return that either because how are you who's going to buy this shit? Who's going to buy this? He's going to have this shit sitting in his shop.
People will be like, Zane and Heath made a podcast? I must have missed that one.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's go. Okay. What were we talking about, Heath? I completely forgot what we were talking about.
I don't know
about.
Before Matt rudely interrupted us.
Mariah, does my audio sound good? Okay, good, good. Okay.
Let's get professional real quick. Let's check the notes that Matt typed us out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Matt.
Apparently, we're not doing good enough.
Okay. So after our.
Shit.
After our ad read, he said, at 18 minutes, get back on the groove. I can't wait till we get the other camera rolling so you guys can get like visuals on Matt giving
us
these
stinky
eyes.
Oh, my God. I forgot that. Oh, yeah. Should we tell them?
Yeah. Let's just tell them now. All right, guys. So we do have two special guests that are going to be a part of this podcast channel.
They're a part of – we call it Team Fort. Team Fort.
That's all we need, baby.
Yeah. There's no Team 10. It's Team Fort. It's going to be Zane and Heath and Matt and Mariah. This is where you put the applaud.
Crowd goes
Mariah,
crazy.
Mariah, applaud.
Perfect.
Matt is Matt King. Matt King will be doing the formatting of the show.
Yeah.
And Mariah will be doing the sound.
She's
and editing
the audio that. Engineer.
Oh, that's Ooh. A good name. Audio engineer. I like that.
She puts this in her IMBD credit.
No, we are a fantastic team, though. Like, once we get this shit rolling.
Oh, my God. I love our team. I really do. Sorry, I'm excited.
Say that with a little more confidence next time.
I think we have the squad of a lifetime.
No. The four of us all together is we're a mess.
We're just a shit show.
Yeah. To start off, if you're coming on this podcast with feelings and you want to get your feelings hurt, you're gonna be offended by something. Get y'all at the dough. Get your ass out of here. Because we're gonna be talking some raunchy ass shit. We don't need like. Sensitive people listening to this shit. You know what
and
I'm saying?
You know what? Matt, put on your big boy undies and your big boy shoes because we're going to be coming for you too.
Oh,
bitch.
Yeah. Matt's the worst too. Matt is the worst. His shady
Ooh,
ass. We're going to be exposing his
shady.
Ass.
Shady.
Oh, we got so much shit to tell y'all.
Is that a tree above us? Because there was some shade coming down right now.
Oh, and for the rest of our group, good luck. Good luck.
So, Zane, how's your week been? What have you been up to?
My week's been good. Matt and I are moving out of my house tomorrow, which is really exciting.
Matt just moved in.
Matt 3 months ago, he just moved in.
My gosh.
And I feel like he just settled in, too.
Why are you just bought your house a year ago.
So here's the thing. I bought my house a year ago. I bought it. The main reason why I bought it is because it was a fixer-upper. I wanted to flip the house, make it look really nice, put a lot of money into it. Sell it and make like a good profit off it. And you know, I didn't really know the world. I have a realtor. He's really good at what he does. I've seen the houses. He's done amazing. You've seen it. You've seen some of the houses.
I've seen his tits.
I've seen his tits.
He is great. He is great.
I spent thousands of dollars on like designing and planning all that. Come to find out, I can't afford it. I get financial advisors after I bought buy the house. They tell me that I'm going to be in a hole if I go with these renovations. So they're like saying you need to pull out immediately. So now we are here. I'm selling the house. And I didn't even put it on the market, and the house is about to be sold.
That's good though.
Amazing. I'm really lucky. I feel like I dodged a huge bullet. Not a bullet, because the house could be something really crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like financially I really dodged a bullet.
Well, you know what, baby? You could say you owned a house and you sold a house.
That's pretty cool. I never even thought of it like that.
Not many people have done that.
I'm an adult. An adult.
Oh my god. What's it like living with Matt? Because
Matt's actually a really good roommate.
Really?
Yeah, he's great. Like I feel like I'm able to leave the house and he doesn't like, but I could do my own thing. I make food. He's not like, Zane, can you make me food? We both let ourselves do our own thing. Then at night we cuddle on the couch, we watch a little TV, and we both fall asleep on the couch.
That sounds romantic. The best
roommate ever.
I'd love to ask
him. Not as a good roommate as you though.
wait, honestly. Who is a better roommate?
Oh no, you. Absolutely you. I mean, you're my best friend. Heath is my best friend. Matt is a new best friend, but Heath, that's the OG best friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
How long did we live with each other for? Like
since
three
we moved
years?
Out here. It was our first place on Wilshire. We had that apartment. We had Denny House. That apartment was
the worst.
Let's save that because there is so much to tell you guys from past living experiences.
That area was awful. Like, what were we thinking? It's crazy. It's crazy looking back and knowing that we lived in that area. Like, what were we thinking?
Deep in the center of like the Hollywood area.
And then after that, we lived together in
the Denny House.
After that was the Denny House. Dang, that's where we lived with Scott, Todd, Elton. Those were
the birth
days.
Of it all.
Oh my god! If we only knew that was gonna be the peak of our life, man.
The peak and whatever the opposite of a peak is, because it was the highest lowest point I've ever been.
Oh my god!
It was.
It was so low for you where you actually moved back home.
Yeah.
For like 2-3 months, right?
Yeah, that was a dark time.
Yeah, I remember you left and you're like, I'm going back home for like three, and we thought you were kidding, but you never came back.
Yeah, I had a bunch of stuff happen in my life that put me in a pretty dark place. I moved back to Florida for like 3 months. I wasn't going to come back to LA. I was thinking about giving up on everything. But I had a switch, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to give it one more try. I'm going to go back to LA. And I bought myself a camera. I spent all the money that I had left because I'd blown most of it already. I spent the rest of my money on a camera, and I was like, fuck it. I'm going to start my own YouTube channel, and I'm just going to try to give it one last shot before I give up. So, guys, follow your dreams.
And look at you now with a brand new Lamborghini.
Baby, I got a Lamborghini. I can't even, like, talk about it. I feel so weird saying that I have a Lamborghini because I didn't even buy it.
I mean, it doesn't. I don't think it matters. Because Lamborghini basically gave it to you. Or no, EA gave it to you.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like that kind of feels
better. I wonder
better.
How many people out there in the world have gotten a free Lamborghini. Like, I've got to be part of like 0.00000001%.
It's like, I think it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. You get a fucking Lamborghini.
Oh, thank you, Daddy David.
David did. No, David. I don't know why I said EA gave it to you. David gave it to you. How are you liking it?
I absolutely love it. I can't stop looking at it.
It's beautiful. It's baby blue. It's color.
It's gorgeous.
The second I saw that color, I was like, that is Heath's color. That's going to look so good with him.
Honestly, I just literally every day I wake up and like I run down to the garage and I'm like, is it still here? Like, I'm not dreaming. Like, this is real life.
I know. I saw you. You wash that car more than you wash your own body.
I think I've washed it literally 10 times already. I still can't believe it. But
yeah, whatever.
You're selling a house. I got a Lamborghini. Sucks to be you.
What are we doing? No.
Dude, life is fucking crazy right now. And like, I'm so happy you guys are here to be a part of it. Like, you guys have seen us from the very beginning. And just transitioning to where we are now, and you guys are a part of this ride.
So grateful for everything.
Yeah.
Every time I wake up and I'm having a bad day, I tell this to Matt all the time. Me and Matt, we look at each other, we're like, Matt, we have such a good life, and we have like the best group of friends, and we should be so thankful for where we are at right now. Honestly, every time we have a bad day, we say that to each other. Like,
I'm so thankful for where we are.
And it's because of you guys. You guys are fucking fantastic. Fucking fantastic.
My little coffee beans.
I got to look at both cameras every
time. We got three cameras. I don't know which one to look at either.
It's just so new. I can't stop talking about how like crazy this is. It's so like, I feel like this isn't mine. This is so new. I'm like sweating already. I'm fucking, look, am I sweating? Do you see sweat?
No, I see you and I smell you.
Yeah. No, I smell pretty good. I think I smell, like, I think I smell the best when I, like, stop talking about it. What are we talking about?
I'm still
learning, guys. I'm still learning of what to talk about, what not to talk about. Ever since Matt made me feel like shit for it. Thanks, Matt.
What else do we have on a little cheat sheet? You know what? Fuck it. I got nobody to impress. All right, y'all clicked on this podcast.
You wrote in gorilla teeth. Gorilla teen, it's gorilla teen.
I mean,
oh my god, how much time do we got left? 50. I'm white. I'm exhausted.
Oh my god, you give Zane anything to
dude,
do?
The lights are like, it's like heat lamps. Like I'm toasting.
I feel like here. You know those little hot dogs that roll on the little grill at
7-Eleven. And I feel like this couch isn't hard. This leather, I'm like sticking and shit on here. Oh my god, I feel gross right now. Like,
baby, podcast life, it ain't easy.
God, this is we're complaining, but we're just sitting. We're doing exactly what we do every day.
People are gonna be like, wow, these guys must have it so hard.
No, can we talk about our laziness real quick? Like how fucking lazy we are. I
feel like we used to be a lot lazier.
No, I feel like we were lazy, but we kept ourselves productive by drinking and by going out every night drinking. We're at least doing something. But now it's just,
you want to talk about lazy? I haven't seen Zane grocery shop in the last 6 years since we've been living here.
Because I don't know how to grocery shop. I go to the grocery store, I buy Ritz crackers, gummies, and ice cream. And I come home and I'm like, damn, I'm going grocery shopping. Like,
He said, I came home and got my snacks.
Because if I go and buy, like, chicken and spices and, like, actual groceries, then I wouldn't know what to do with it. Like, and if I try to use it, it turns out like shit. Like, I just don't know how to cook. That's why I have an assistant that helps me cook.
But it's all right. To each their own. Thank God you're doing well money-wise, because I feel like it'd be really hard.
Yeah, no, it would be. Like, I would obviously try to learn how to cook. And like, but just my food would suck. Like, I would have to deal with it. My food sucks.
100%.
Or I would just Postmate every day, because Postmates is expensive.
Oh, Postmates is addicting, though. It's so addicting.
It's like, I see myself spending like $60 every time I Postmate something. When the food is like
so much
$10.
More expensive, but like you're like, pay a little bit more or run out.
Do you have that account where it's like free delivery?
I used to. I got rid of it.
Why?
Because
are you spending more?
I was using it too much. No, like I just like I want to like get rid of it off my phone.
Oh, got it.
Like I don't want to use it anymore.
But you still put. I see you Postmate every day though.
I know.
But you Postmate like healthy stuff.
I try
good.
To like not think about like me doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't Postmate at all anymore. I eat, like, food at home, like meal prep. Guys, I do meal prep now. I'm eating a little better now.
He on a health kick. Oh, speaking of, dude, I finally hit my goal. 175 pounds. I did it.
You're 175 pounds?
Crazy.
Wow, I'm a fat ass. Holy shit. I'm still 200 pounds.
Are you really? Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm working out.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that out then.
You don't look 175.
Ah! Rude.
Like, I see myself getting skinnier, but when I hop on the scale, bitch, it keeps going up.
I literally was like, holy shit, I did it.
Let me see.
I started at like, look at my crusty ass toes. He has a big I'm showing him a picture of my feet.
Dude,
standing on
your
top of
feet
the scale.
Tiny. They look like flipper, like the penguin penguin flaps.
Okay.
175.1. That's incredible. You're carrying yourself on a the counter.
Yeah, exactly,
you're
exactly.
Holding yourself up so it goes lower. Oh, that's incredible. Like, congrats, man. That's actually
so
really
much.
Cool.
A couple good things have happened. I hit my goal for my weight. 2 days ago, I hit my 1 month clean of nicotine. Which is probably the most insane thing I've ever done in my life. That sounds really sad. But quitting nicotine was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Have you like been craving it at all?
Dude, I feel so amazing now. The first few days were awful. I was a mess. Like I had the craziest mood swings. I was nasty. I've been using nicotine for the past 10 years. Like yeah, I quit cigarettes, but I just substituted with the Juul.
But like I feel like there's such a big gap between cigarettes and Juuls. Where it's
I thought so too until I tried quitting the Juul. I quit cigarettes and I was like, wow, I could do anything. I quit cigarettes. But obviously cigarettes are disgusting and you know the Juul though, I was like, oh wow, I'm doing it. But when I tried to get rid of that, I realized my addiction to nicotine. And it was crazy because it was just so tough.
I'm a little addicted to the Juul right now, and dude, I was not addicted to cigarettes. Like you have you seen that tweet? It's like viral. It's like,
oh, yeah,
imagine
yeah.
not being addicted to cigarettes yeah. at all, but then it being
no,
addicted
and
to.
No, and I feel bad. I'm sure there's a bunch of people listening to this that were smoking Juuls that didn't smoke cigarettes before. Yeah. And guys, it is tough. If you want to quit, I highly, highly recommend. I feel so much better. My chest used to hurt. I couldn't run at all. I felt awful all the time. I just felt really lethargic. Trust me, you guys could do it. It's tough, but once you get past a week, 2 weeks, you're good. I honestly don't even think about my Juul anymore. Like I used to wake up as soon as I would open my eyes, I would reach and grab my Juul. It's fucking disgusting.
No, that's how I am right now. Like I'm not that bad. There's times where I'll put it down for a week and just like not think about it. But like on day five, I'll start kind of getting anxious and like, oh, where's the Juul? And then like at that moment, I'm like, oh my God, I'm addicted to Juul. That's really bad. I never thought I'd, because I'm not addicted to anything ever in life. I don't get addicted to anything ever in life, but that Juul got me addicted.
Dude, Juuls are super addictive.
Really bad. And dude, their Juuls are new too. Like right now they're finding shit in it that's like really destroying bodies, but like in 2 years when people have been smoking it for like 3-4 years,
it's gonna
it's gonna be really bad.
I know,
like it's causing strokes and
shit.
Did you see that?
People have been dying. Guys, quit the Juul. Like I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Juul. Like if you don't know what it is, good. But yeah, it's awful. But I'm super happy I finally quit that. I hit my weight goal. I feel so much better than I ever have in my entire life.
I'm addicted to Juul and I'm 200 pounds. So me and Heath are going completely different directions right now. And and that's that. That's on that and that and period.
Period. So anything else new with you though?
What else is new with me? I got hacked
for
the first time.
I saw your tweets.
It was crazy. So I got the DM from the hacker. That's been hacking a bunch of
different
people.
I got a DM too.
He hacked King Batch, Amanda Cerny, just like a bunch
crazy.
Of top people. So when he DM'd me, I was like, ooh, I feel important. Like,
oh my God, he
I
coming
guess
for
he,
me.
He really is
that
coming from
like,
top.
Okay, I'm top dog. Okay.
So as soon as he DM'd me, he like sent me the ad. I was like, oh my God, this is the guy. This is the guy that everyone's talking about. I'm like, I'm screwed. Like he's going to hack me. So for the next like hour, Carly, Jason, and all of them were going to go out and vlog. And I told him, like, I can't go out. Like, I need to stay home under Wi-Fi. Like, I'm going to get hacked. I know it. And so I go straight home. I'm on the phone with my financial advisors because we're preparing for this hack. And all of a sudden, my line cuts off. No service. And I was like,
oh my God, it's happening.
20 seconds later, Matt comes out of his room and goes, Zane, are you posting tweets right now?
And
I'm like, oh shit, this is it. But it's crazy. Like, I didn't think it was actually going to happen. I was preparing for it just in case, but it just happened.
Damn.
And I freaked out. I ran to Matt's phone. I'm like, oh my God, what is he posting? He was posting the worst shit on my account.
I saw.
But you know what? Like, thank God people knew that I was hacked because everybody else was getting hacked in the past 3 days. Uh-huh. But if I was like the first person that was hacked, that would have been really bad. Like trying to like tell everybody that like, I got hacked. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But everybody knew. I felt like I didn't even really need to post a tweet after saying I got hacked. But I did. I made a joke, whatever. But it was really scary. So apparently he hacked my phone number and my email address. So I wasn't able to use my phone number again. I've had the same fucking phone number all my life. And the fact that he made me change, like, that makes me so angry.
Well,
I switched to Verizon. Verizon's been real nice to me.
That's good. Yeah. I tried to switch my provider too because I saw you get hacked. I was like, holy shit, I got the DM. It's going to happen to me.
Oh, you got the same DM.
Yeah.
And he was like, I just hacked Zane. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, so oh, he's name shit. Dropping. He's yeah. name dropping.
Oh, he think he's something.
Okay.
So I go into AT&T and I go to switch my stuff yeah. over to T-Mobile. And they're going through my phone and something with the numbers. I don't know exactly what it is. But my phone isn't attached to an AT&T account. Like, it doesn't exist. I'm like, well, weird. I bought the phone. So I don't know how this works. So they couldn't release me from AT&T to T-Mobile.
Do you think the hacker somehow did that?
It's either the hacker did that or something is fucked up this whole time I've had my phone. Because if I can't even get out of my phone to do anything.
That's crazy.
Then the hacker sure as hell can't. Because I have all the stuff.
Let me tell you what my hacker did. My hacker versus your hacker. Oh my God, what did he do to you? All right, so my hacker, apparently when I was on the phone with AT&T, AT&T lady goes, were you at the store earlier today? I was like, no, I was not. She goes, are you there right now? I'm like, no, I was not. She goes, oh, well, someone came into the store with your driver's license, name,
that's,
face, and everything.
That's weird.
And was able to transfer your SIM card to their phone. And I was like, hold on. How are they using my face and you're giving them access? How was that? How did that happen?
I mean, baby, you got like 15,000 doppelgangers. Like everybody looks like you. I'm sure anybody can walk
but
in.
How
and
is
get
he?
It.
How is he getting King Batch and Amanda Cerny?
I don't know.
Do they have a prosthetics team on
right?
What's going
he
on?
Gets full hair and makeup to go in and hack your phone.
But apparently, someone told me that AT&T someone in AT&T's paying.
Inside.
Yeah, it was like an inside thing. Job. That was nuts. You know what? King Batch actually sent me this guy's like address.
Oh shit.
Like I know where this guy lives right now.
Which one of y'all want to go to this hacker and go say what's up? We storm him like everybody wanted to do to like Area 51.
I want to tell the police about this guy because it's really fucked up what he did. Like he's hacking people's shit and whatever, but I almost feel bad. I don't want to get him in trouble. Like
yeah.
I don't want to
maybe you're just a good person.
You know, I wanna give him another chance. You know, I kinda wanna DM him and say, hey bud, I got your address. You wanna
play these games? He hacks you again. He's like, oh, so now you want to threaten me.
Oh, dude. He was actually, the hacker was talking to Corey, our buddy Corey LeBerry, because
yeah,
he was going to
yeah.
hack him too. He told me he was having a conversation with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
At first, I was like, what the hell are you doing having a conversation with a hacker?
Well, the hacker, like, told him basically, like, this is how I got in. You need to change this so this doesn't happen again.
He's, like,
future.
Helping him out and shit.
I think they're, like, hanging out right now.
So Corey was like, so how are you hacking into everybody's, like, shit? Like, what are you doing exactly? He's like, I mean, it's not hard. I'm honestly just bored. I'm not trying to, like, fuck with anybody's account. I'm just, like, posting.
Yeah.
I mean, you posting the N-word on people's Twitter
That's
accounts is pretty
up.
Fucked up. Yeah, yeah. But, like, what are you doing with your life, man? You're just hacking people's shit, posting tweets, and
they ain't got shit better to do.
I know. Ugly-ass motherfucking-ass bitch. Is this it? Are we done?
All right, well, hold
is
on.
This
let me finish this coffee real quick. Baby, that's a wrap on our first episode.
Oh, my God. I hope it was good. Was it good? Did you think that was
good? I had fun. You know what? Well, if it wasn't good, I had a hell of a time.
I had a blast, and I hope y'all did too.
And if you did, please, please, please make sure to leave a review. It helps a lot.
Reviews are really important.
And
please,
that way
please.
We can see if you guys like it, what you did like, and you know, obviously we want to cater to you guys because you're the reason we're doing this.
Yeah. Oh, and we have an email for everybody listening to the podcast. It's
yes.
ZaneandHeath.unfiltered@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you guys want to know about anything, because, guys, we have so much that we want to talk about and share with you guys. So if there's something you specifically want to hear,
yeah.
And we'll push that to the top of our list so we can get that out to you.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This is our first podcast. This was really scary. I hope we didn't.
Baby, we made it.
I hope we didn't look as nervous as I feel right now.
I'm sure we did. Views, we're coming for you.
Scottcast, we're coming for you. Ooh. Scottcast, who, motherfucker? How do you end a podcast? Is that the outro?
We should. All right, guys, that's it for today's
video.
We're
just so used to that.
Please make sure to like and subscribe. Shout out to me. All right, guys, that's it, and we'll see you guys next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Woo! Oh, man.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Cut the cameras.
That
turn
shit
it off.
Good. Yeah, turn this shit off.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat, your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.